Now what happens? Well, let's take a look at this. Now what happens? Let's go over to this board here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put out for you, we'll conjugate out for you, phileo in the first principal part. And you'll notice that it's got a short epsilon at the end of the stem. Whoops. No, this is fine. This is fine. Fill that ice. That's good. Okay. And now here come our connecting vowels and endings. These are always smooshed together here. And here we have them here. But that epsilon's at the end of the stem. Now, this is the present active. Now let's do the present middle passive. Phileomai, philea, phileatai, phileomatha, phileaste, and phileontai. So what I've done is I've put the normal connecting vowels and the primary endings on here. This has to be tai. Phileo tai. Okay? Phileo, phileis, phileai, phileomen, phileate, phileusi. Phileomai, philee, phileotai, phileometha, phileeste, phileontai. Now, that epsilon there is in the same position as the ypsilon of Leo. Take a look up there. That's in the same position as the ypsilon of Leo. Here's the difference. Epsilon short, ypsilon in Leo is long. Because that epsilon is short, it gets sucked into modifications with the vowel that follows. We've already seen that. We've already seen that in a form like li-esai. You know, that was the second person singular in the middle passive. And I said that sigma drops, and then those two combine, and you get lie. That epsilon gets sucked into what follows. It's a short vowel, and then there's a vowel following. It's the same kind of principle. Same principle. Now, let's move over to this board again. Phileo, phileis, phileai, phileomen, phileate, phileusi. What is the principle that is going to obtain for the contraction that takes place when that epsilon gets sucked into a combination with the vowels following? I'll put it up for you over here. The epsilon at the end of the stem combines with a connecting vowel epsilon to produce an epsilon iota. Let's do this on our chart. Phileete becomes phileite. And over here, phileeste becomes phileiste, and phileetai becomes phileitai. An epsilon plus an omicron following gives you the diphthong oo. Now let's do that on our chart. Phileomen is philumen. Phileomestha emetha is philumetha. And phileomai is philumai. Phileontai is philuntai. And then here's the last point. An epsilon at the end of the stem plus a long vowel or diphthong is absorbed. Okay? So, phileo, it's absorbed by the omega, philo. Phileis, it's absorbed by the diphthong, phileis. Philei, it's absorbed by epsilon iota, philei. And phileuse, it is absorbed by the u, and you get philuse. And over here, here's a long vowel, and that gets absorbed there, and you get this. Now, these then are the forms. Philo, phileis, philei, philumen, phileite, philuse. And then in the middle, philumai, philei, phileitai, philumetha, phileistha, philuntai. So what you're going to have is oo and I, or whatever diphthong or long vowel there was there. Now, here is a place where our basic accenting. Remember how I said at the beginning that verbs will not have circumflexes? Well, they don't theoretically, you know. But here, what you're doing is the when you get the combination like this, phileai, when that goes into a combination, it will be a circumflex showing that there has been that contraction taking place. And so one of the keys you get with these verbs is when you see a verb with, you see a verb with a circumflex on it, it is almost always going to be a contract verb form in the first principal part. Because this has gone together. Look at this here, please. Where's my pointer? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This one can't because of the general rules of accenting. You cannot stand back, can't have a circumflex back this far. Woo, woo. So this is a basic sign of the contract verb, namely, the circumflex indicates the contraction. All right, now,